It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Thursday, everybody. This is Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November the 27th, 2014, and it is a tremendous privilege and honor to have you praying with me today here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. People praying with me all across America and in different parts of the world. And we come with an attitude of gratitude today. So thankful for this Thanksgiving Day. Actually, every day should be a Thanksgiving Day, but we know that we're celebrating this Thanksgiving holiday here in America. And it's more than just some turkey and some football, although I will be eating some turkey and watching some football and being with family. But it's time to pause and give thanksgiving, give thanksgiving for all of our many, many blessings. I'm going to have a special interview today with a woman who's had a miracle this past year, and she's going to share her miracle, and we're going to pray for people who may be in crises today. But first of all, we just want to say thank you for being a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. And if you have a prayer request, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com, and you can go down and click at the bottom, and you can put in your prayer request that will go directly to our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz. Then she'll send out that request for a national prayer team without your last name. Send it out to the prayer team who will be praying with you for the next 7 days and longer if necessary, because we believe in the power of prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So this is not just a broadcast that you listen to, but it's a broadcast that you can join in your voice, because the power of agreement is incredible. We are a force in the earth when we pray. We're praying for change in America. We're talking about spiritual change. We're talking about a relationship that people have with their Father God. We're talking about revival. We're talking about another spiritual awakening. In America, we've had two. I believe that God operates in threes, and so I believe for another spiritual awakening. So agree with me in prayer. Would you, Father, we just pray on this Thanksgiving Day, 2014, that your will, plan, and purpose be done in this radio broadcast today, in this hour of power, as we pray, so goes our nation. And as America goes, so goes the world. And so we today, Father God, enter with thanksgiving in our hearts today. And we just pause to give you thanks. And we pray that you'll bless this broadcast today. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, amen and amen. So thankful to have you listening in today. And if you want to tell a friend about this broadcast that's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can pray with me anytime, day or night. Anybody around the world, anytime, day or night. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, I want you to lead prayer 24 hours a day over BPN. And so I'm getting it done. I'm getting it done. And I'm thankful for the privilege and opportunity. I'm thankful for Michael Schonborn, our producer, who's worked many, many hours and several weeks in helping produce this broadcast. He lives in Wombwell, England, but through the magic of Skype, we were able to connect. He's been a longtime friend of mine, and I'm so very thankful for Michael Schonborn. And speaking of Thanksgiving, I'm sure that all of us can be thankful for all that the Lord has done for us. And I just want to spend some time today in Thanksgiving, and that's exactly what we're going to do. I have a spiritual son in England. His name is Godfrey Birtle, and he's going to sing about the troubles that we've seen and yet how God has brought us through. And then there's going to be, I'm going to have a interview with a young lady named Christy Ahart, who's had a miracle in her life this year. And I was thinking, well, who could I have on that could be the most thankful? And it may be this young lady and her husband. So in just a moment, I'll be interviewing her. Then we're going to spend time in Thanksgiving. But right now, here's Godfrey Birtle, and he's just going to sing a Thanksgiving song.
encouragement and hope, my lack of wisdom. You've often overlooked. I'm blown away by your grace and by the power in the blood. I grow in freedom, written in love. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Oh my God, I love you. And my lips will shout for joy, and my song declare your glory. All day long. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Oh my God, I love you. And my lips will shout for joy, and my song declare.
Well, we want to welcome you back today to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And what a privilege it is today to have a young lady that has had quite a miracle this past year. And when I was thinking about this Thanksgiving Day broadcast, I was thinking about someone or who might be the most thankful. And I know there's a lot of people that are thankful out there, but probably no couple more thankful than Doug and Christy Ahart, who are friends of mine. And it's good to have Christy on the broadcast today. And Christy grew up in Oklahoma like myself, only now she says she bleeds orange. But we'll forgive her for that. Anyhow, it's great to have her on, and she's a part of a great church that that a friend of mine pastors here in Austin. So, Christy, it's great to have you on the broadcast today.
Well, thank you, Dale. I'm so thrilled and honored to be able to share our story with your listeners today.
Well, you do have a wonderful story, and I want you to share this wonderful story, and I know that you're very thankful and grateful for your miracle this past year, and then we're going to pray for some people out there that may need a miracle today. So tell us what happened.
Well, let me give you a little bit of the backstory first. Doug and I have been married for 18 years, and we had three beautiful children. We had two boys and a little girl, and we're at a place where we were trying to make a decision whether or not we were going to have a fourth, and the Lord just kept, you know, impressing on my heart and putting that desire in my heart to have a fourth. And at that time, I was really struggling with some depression and some hormonal imbalances and things that required some medication to deal with. And but I just could not shake having this fourth baby. And I just kept praying, you know, God, just show me, give me an answer, you know, let me know. And we had tried a couple of times for me to get off the medication and to try to conceive, and I couldn't do it. It was too difficult just to try to live and function for my family without being on medication. And that was hard. That was a struggle because I, you know, had asked the Lord time and time again just to, you know, take that struggle from me. And it was just something that we were still dealing with. And one night I was at church. It was a Wednesday night, and I'm involved on the praise team at our church, and we were having our practice before service started, and a dear friend of ours who has spoken many amazing words into our life was there, and I just felt like I needed to go talk to him, and I needed to just bring this up with him and say, you know, what do you think? I am feeling like I need to have another baby. But here's my quandary, and my problem is that I cannot get pregnant if I'm on this medication, and I'm really having a hard time trying to get off of it. And he just looked at me and said, you've got to believe and not doubt at all that God will heal you. And if this is what is supposed to happen, you cannot doubt that he's going to heal you in this. So I said, okay, got it, you know, thinking, all right, I'm gonna believe, I'm not going to doubt, and walked away and got up and did our praise singing and sat down, listened to the message. Well, lo and behold, our pastor preached on depression and how it is not God's will for his children to live this way. And I actually texted him during the service, and I said, are you kidding me? Is he really speaking on this tonight? And so that was just kind of a little bit of a confirmation or a little nudging from the Lord saying, listen, I've got this. Trust me, because I will heal you. And so I went home that night. Doug ended up staying home because we had a sick child. And I got home that night, and I shared with him about the message, and I just said, you know what? I think we need to do this. We've got to trust that this is what, you know, God has for us. And so we went along, and lo and behold, a month later, I was pregnant. And we were just overjoyed, and I just, you know, was thrilled knowing, okay, God, you have ordained this. You have brought me up to this point. You've given us this baby, and I'm trusting you because this is what you have for our family. Well, I think any woman who is pregnant that's gone through the journey, you know, it's the most vulnerable time in your life. The only thing you can do is take care of yourself, eat right, rest, put good things into your body, and the rest is out of your hands. And so, you know, as scripture tells us, you know, he wove our innermost parts, and he knew us before, you know, the mother knew us. You know, he had his hand on us from the very beginning. And so I just kept trusting and kept, you know, holding on to that verse and clinging on to that verse, and but still just struggled with fear and doubt and concern the whole time I was pregnant. And so as you go through and you know, each step of the way, things obviously the baby was developing and everything looked great. You know, you start to kind of shed some of that fear, and you kind of start breathing a sigh of relief going, okay. And then as it gets closer, then you start praying over the delivery part of it. Okay, let everything go, you know, smoothly, and let me be okay, and let the baby be okay. So one evening we'd been at a basketball game. It was a day that we had been doing schoolwork at home, and my son had a basketball game, and we went up and had the game, and I had, again, a praise singing practice at our church that evening, and went on to that and got home, and Doug had been in a meeting, and we were visiting. It was late in the evening, about 10:30, 10:45, and so it's just a normal day. Got in bed kind of late, had a visit, went to bed, laid down, and all of a sudden, I felt my water break. And at this point, I was only 30 weeks and about 5 days. And I'm thinking, surely not, because this was my fourth child, so I'd already experienced what that was. And rolled over in bed and knew, okay, something serious has just happened. And then, of course, immediately panic for me set in, and I just kept saying, it's too early, it's too soon, it's too early, it's too soon. And immediately called my doctor and told him what was going on, and he said, okay, get down to St. David's, which was the hospital in Austin. So we called his mother over, got her here with our other three sleeping children that I had, you know, just put to bed, and got to the hospital, and indeed they confirmed, yes, your water has broken, and here's what's going to happen. You're either going to sit here in the hospital for 3 weeks, and we're going to try to hold you off, or you're having this baby tonight, and and let's do a sonogram. Oh, by the way, your baby's breech, so you're going to have a C-section, which I'd never experienced, so that was a little concerning as well to have to do a major abdominal surgery. But my biggest concern, obviously, was the health of my baby, because they did say he will be in the NICU for many, many weeks. You can plan for him to be here until his due date. So this was January 31st, and he was not due until April 7th. So that was quite some time down the road. So we sat in the hospital until for 4 or 5 days, and just not knowing what was going to happen, but they were trying to keep infection from setting in. And all the while, I knew God was with me. And at that point, I knew, okay, you didn't bring me this far to just leave me here, you know, or for something tragic to happen. So I knew there was a reason, for some reason, we were having to go through this. But while I was sitting in the hospital, and I like to journal when I pray, so I write out my prayers, and I was journaling one morning. I was by myself and sitting in my hospital room, and I said, okay, Lord, here's the deal. I need you to do a 2-week miracle in 2 days, because it was very stressful on my family, for me to be away, and of course, just you know, just the stress of not knowing what was going to happen. And by the fifth day, it was looking as though it was going to be safer to go ahead and do the C-section and get the baby out, as opposed to continue to have me sit there. It was kind of becoming a little bit of a volatile situation. So they did the C-section, and out our sweet little Sutton came, and he was 3 pounds, 4 ounces and 15 inches long. And he cried and, you know, had the tiniest little, almost sounded like a little kitten, just a little cry that he had, you know. And, of course, I saw him very briefly, and they whisked him off to the NICU. And the journey then started, because I knew we were going to be there for several weeks.
And how was Sutton when he was born?
He was 31 weeks and 2 days. So I had just turned 31 weeks and 2 days. And so many things at that point, the brain is not fully developed. And that's the biggest problem, is that the certain parts of the brain that communicate with the lungs and the heart to know how to breathe and, you know, when the heart should continue to beat and things like that, that part of the brain is not developed yet. So that's the biggest concern when you have a preemie that early, a baby that early, because even though their body is developed and all their organs are developed, that brain still does not have all of the neuropathways and all of the things that it needs to be able, you know, to keep the body going on its own.
So Christy, how old was Sutton? How old was Sutton? Because some of us men, we don't go by weeks, we go by months.
So he was about 31 weeks. He would have been about 7.5 months.
Uh-huh, okay.
So so still, you're technically pregnant for about 10 months, so 40 weeks. And so 31 weeks would be, you know, just a little over 7 months. So anyway, so they put in what's called a CPAP in his, you know, nose, and it was pushing air down into his lungs. And the other concern with preemies is they don't have the suck, swallow, breathe reflex in order to be able to eat on their own, whether it's nursing or from a bottle. So, and because they're so small, it takes a large amount of energy for them to be able to consume enough calories for them to grow, and also maintaining their body temperature, which is why usually when you see a picture of a preemie, they're inside, it's called an isolette. So it's a warmed type bed that's covered.
Uh-huh. And so the situation was pretty crucial, wasn't it? We have about 2 minutes left, and just tell me about the miracle. Tell everybody about the miracle that happened.
Well, so while we were in the NICU the entire time, basically from about day one, and I told you about the prayer that I had prayed, saying, God, I need you to do a 2-week miracle in 2 days.
Right.
The nurses started to question his due date. Are you sure he's only 31 weeks? Because he sure doesn't act like it. He sure acts like he was further along in term. And there were every milestone, basically, that he hit 2 weeks early. And so every time something would happen, and they told me, don't expect him to be able to nurse or take a bottle until about 36 weeks. And at 32 weeks, just a couple of days after he was born, he was trying to nurse and to latch on, which was just unheard of. And he hit every milestone and just was healthy. He had very little. He didn't have any complications in the way of needing surgeries or anything like that. But God just kept his hand on him, had his hand on him. He had wonderful care and brought him home safely. And he came home with us at 36 weeks. So a wow. month before they anticipated he would be ready to go home, he made that much progress and was ready to come home. He was in there for 5.5 weeks.
Wow.
And so Doug and I we're just in awe, you know, because
yes.
we didn't have anything to do with it. We were just doing our human part of it,
right.
you know, trying to
right.
care for him in the way that we could. But God showed us, first of all, he is in control, and
yeah.
Sutton is his child.
Yeah.
And we had to submit to that. And it was a very hard journey being out of, having completely
right.
out of our hands. But we are so thankful. So grateful. And he's been healthy and not had any problems other than just a little minor stuffy nose, maybe from having three siblings in his face all the time.
But well, how old is Sutton now?
He will be 10 months old on December the 4th.
Oh, wow.
And but they do a corrected age, so they technically still look at him as though he's about 8 months old. So you continue to subtract the amount of time that
right.
he was early off of his age until
right.
he's two.
Right.
But he's doing wonderfully.
Well,
crawling.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, I do know that when all of this began to happen, that I got a prayer request concerning you and the baby Sutton, and we prayed because I knew it was a very crucial situation. We had other people praying, and here on this BPN radio, prayer radio, it's just another example, another testimony of how God can keep us in times of crises. So before you hang up, I want us just to pray for people that may be in a crisis mode today. It may be concerning their pregnancy, their premature baby. It could
yeah.
be a lot of other things. So, Father, Christy and I just set ourselves in agreement today. Lord, yeah. just as she has received a miracle, her and her husband, Doug, have received a miracle concerning their baby, Sutton, and everything is well. There may be other people on this Thanksgiving Day that are going through a crisis, and may they understand by this testimony that's been given by Christy Ahart that you are a God that keeps us in the floods and the fires and the most difficult times of our lives, those times that we call crisis times. So I just agree with her in Jesus' name. Amen and amen, that you would minister miracles to people in crises. Thank you very much, Christy, for being on the broadcast.
Thank you, Dale.
You did a great job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you and appreciate the word that you also gave us to in the hospital, which I didn't get to mention that. I wanted to.
Well, thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, it was great to have that telephone interview with Christy Ahart, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I believe that God has a miracle for those of you that may be in crises today. Thank you for listening on this Thursday, this Thanksgiving Day, to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And I'm so thankful that you're a part. And if you're not getting, I send out a daily prayer via email. It's about a 60-second prayer. If you're not getting that, you can by going to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. We have a couple of websites. The one that you contact, bpnradio.com, and then letspraymerica.com. And then you can just, there's a sign up place there, and then you can be an official member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Here on this Thanksgiving Day, we are so thankful for all of our many, many blessings, how God has brought us through difficulties and storms, just as Christy Ahart was talking about, her and her husband Doug. So I am thankful today on this Thanksgiving today, Thanksgiving Day 2014. I'm thankful today for my Father God, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of this universe. I'm thankful that he sent his son Jesus to die, that I might have life and have it more abundantly. And I'm thankful that Jesus came, bled and died, that I might live, that I might live. And I'm very thankful for that today. So we're just going to spend some time here on this Thursday giving thanks. And I'm so thankful in my heart today. I'm thankful to have you being a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio. Tell your friends, and if they want to know how they can listen to us on their iPhone, including their iPad, iPod, there's a lot of different ways, but you just go to bpnradio.com, and it gives the instruction. Just scroll down, and it will tell you exactly how to do that. Thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings. We are thankful, and we are so grateful today. Grateful, thankful for you, thankful that for Jesus, that he came, bled, and died, that I might live. I'm thankful that he arose on the third day. He sits at the right hand of the Father, ever to make intercession for me. I'm thankful for his grace and his mercy. I'm thankful that as a priest, I can now go into the holy place. The veil of the temple has been torn in two, and I don't have to wait for somebody else to go on my behalf, but I can go directly into the holy place, into the mercy seat, and cry for mercy. You know, we just, I'm so thankful for a merciful God. That's why we, as Christians, we need to have mercy on people that has hurt us, offended us, abused us, misused us, and done us wrong. We need to have mercy on them as well, Lord, as you have mercy on us. And we just come to the mercy seat this morning, asking you to forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. We ask for mercy. We come to the mercy seat and ask for mercy on our behalf. And we ask for mercy on behalf of our nation today. Have mercy upon America. We have wandered so far from you, and we repent for the sins of this nation. We've lost our moral compass, and we ask, O God, for mercy today. And Lord, while we're crying out for mercy, we just want to thank you for your blessings, all that you've done for us. I'm thankful today for the abundant life that you have given me. Not just the hope of eternal life, but I'm now in the process of living that eternal life, because Jesus said that we're never going to die. Now, the breath may leave our body, and when it does, we'll be instantly with the Lord. So to be absent from the body, the Apostle Paul said, is to be present with the Lord. So I'm living the eternal life. I know that I'm going to have a new body when I depart this life. And I'm thankful for that hope. I'm thankful that this is not all that there is. And that's why so many people are miserable without the Lord. Because this world, this life is the only hope they have. So I'm blessed today because I have eternal life, the abundant life. I'm thankful for my wife of 53 years, Jean Gentry. I call her Mrs. America. I'm thankful to the Lord for healing my wife of cancer in 2004. For the past 10 years, she's been cancer-free. I'm very thankful that God gave her a miracle. And if you go to letspraymerica.com, you can get her book free. and pass it along to someone. I'm thankful for my kids and my grandkids today, also my spiritual kids and grandkids. I'm thankful for my pastor, Bob Nichols, and his wife, Joy, who served at Calvary Cathedral International Church for 50 years, and I'm thankful that he prays for me, thankful for his faithfulness and encouraging me, being in my life as my pastor and my friend. I'm thankful for my partners and my friends. I'm so blessed to have so many friends in my life today. And wow, when I stop and think about all the friends that God has put in my life, I'm just absolutely overwhelmed. Well, let's just take a few moments and thank God for your friends, your family, and just give some express thanksgiving, would you? Father, we are so thankful. We're happy today, but we're so much more thankful than we are happy. We're thankful for life. We're thankful, Lord, for our salvation, the Holy Spirit. We're so thankful for the opportunity to be here at this point in history. We could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here we are living the good life in 2014. And Father, we know that there's lots of trouble in our land. There's lots of trouble on every hand, but you're a God that cares. And I'm so thankful today. I'm thankful for my friends, and I'm thankful for my partners, people that support Breakout Prayer Network. And I'm just thankful for them, for their prayers and their financial support. I'm so blessed to have so many, many people in my life today. And while we're offering these prayers of thanksgiving on this Thanksgiving Day 2014 here in America, I think we ought to pause and thank God for people that have helped us along the way. Not to forget that we must have people to hold the door, open the door, hold the door open while we go through. And so many times we can be reluctant to thank God for the people that have helped us. And so why don't you just, on this Thanksgiving Day, why don't you just pause, Selah, pause and consider the people that has helped you get where you're at. And there's really no self-made men. It's God that creates us, but it's people that help shape us and partner with us and open doors and support us and encourage us. And those people may not even be in our lives today, but we cannot forget them. And so let's just pause and consider today people that that are helping you today, people that have been there for you over the years and along the way. And so on this Thanksgiving Day, as Courtney Vandiver plays her music, would you just spend some time in thanksgiving to him? Go ahead. It's a great opportunity right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Father, we want to thank you today on this Thanksgiving Day. We are so thankful and grateful. We are so thankful and grateful. Lord, we enter through the gates of Thanksgiving today, and we go through the courts of praise, thanking you, Lord, for all of your blessings. And may we ever have an attitude of gratitude, and forgive us, Lord, for complaining. Forgive us. I met a man, I complained that I had no shoes, and then I met a man who had no feet. So, Father, we pray that you would forgive us for our complaints, because we are so blessed. Thank you for food to eat, clothes to wear, water to drink, a house to live in. I'm not in jail today. I'm not in prison. I'm not in the hospital. We pray for those who are in prison today and those who are in the hospital today. I thank you, Lord, for my father and my mother, O.C. and Delia Gentry, that taught me the ways of the Lord. They taught me to pray, and they taught me to have faith in God, and they taught me the power of prayer, and they taught me about living a holy life and to be true to Him. I'm thankful for my father, O.C. Gentry, who taught me how to pray. He got up every morning at 5 o'clock. I listened to him pray, and he prayed for me, his son, that I would do great exploits for God. I'm thankful for my pastor, Carl Alcorn. It was in his church that God called me to preach in 1966, and it was in his church that I was able to preach my first sermon. I'm thankful for the prophet David Wilkerson, who came and preached and laid hands on me that night, that June night in 1966. I'm thankful for my spiritual fathers now in heaven. His name is B.B. Hankins, and I'm thankful for B.B. and his wife, Velma, that became my first spiritual father. I'm thankful for John Hoker, who gave me my first revival in Burke Burnett, Texas. I'm thankful for all of the people that have come into my life and people that have helped me along the way, and the people that have supported me financially, and those that have given me encouraging words. I'm so very thankful and grateful today. And Father, we pray for people today that are traveling out on the roads. I know there's a lot of treacherous roads in America. I pray, Lord, that you would keep them safe as they go to visit their family and friends, that you would be with them as they travel today. I pray your hedge of protection about them. I pray for peace today in Ferguson, Missouri, other cities across America where there's unrest, anger, and mistrust. We pray against the racial divide that is in America this morning. And Lord, I thank you for the families that are being able to gather together today across our land as we celebrate this Thanksgiving Day. Thankful for this nation, and we're so grateful. And we also pray today for people that feel all alone. They're not getting to be with their family or friends. We pray for our military personnel that may be away from their families today. Maybe those who may be listening in a prison cell today. I don't know. But people that may have to work today and not getting to spend time with their families. And they just feel all alone today. And I pray for them. I pray that you would minister to them and strengthen them today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And for those of you that feel all alone today, here's Carrie Jobe to sing a song especially for you. Through Thankful today on this Thanksgiving Day that we are not alone today, that you are with us. Lord, you promised not to leave us, to forsake us, but to go all the way with us, even to the end of the world. I pray today, Lord, for people on this Thanksgiving Day that families all across America get together and spend time together, those people that may not have anyone to be with today, or they may feel all alone because somebody that has been such a vital part of their lives is missing today. And I pray especially for people that are in grief today. They feel so alone. Maybe the loss of a spouse this past year. This is the first Thanksgiving Day they're spending without their spouse. And while I'm praying for that, Lord, I pray for Pastor Ollie Kinzer and his family. Pastor Kinzer is the pastor of a church in Liberal, Kansas, and a good friend of ours. His wife, Anna, has gone to be with the Lord, and Ollie's two sons are in radio, and I know they're grieving over their mother, and then, of course, the daughters-in-law, and then several grandchildren that love their grandmother. So, Father, we just pray. Would you just help me pray a special prayer for Pastor Ollie Kinzer from Liberal, Kansas, and his family today on the loss of their wife and mother and grandmother. Father, we just pray for the Kinzer family today. We ask that you comfort them and be with them as they prepare for the memorial service on Saturday. And so, Father, we pray for them that you would strengthen them. But we pray, Father God, for other people that are in grief, the loss of a loved one, or maybe they've gone through a divorce, or maybe they don't even know where their son or daughter is today. And on this Thanksgiving Day, they feel alone. And while so many families get together and celebrate, have a football game, going outside laughing and eating some turkey, watching some football, and having a cup of coffee, they're not celebrating today because they feel so alone. So I just ask, Holy Spirit, that you would just come and minister to them and comfort them by the power of your Holy Spirit. People that are in grief today, we pray for them. We just take a few moments to pray for those who may be going through some grief today. Would you just ask the Lord to minister to them now? May the Holy Spirit be their comforter on this Thanksgiving Day. Just take time. Just take some time to pray for somebody. Well, you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here. I've been leading prayer in America since 1967, and we're praying. We're praying. God has asked me to call 1 million people to pray in America for another spiritual awakening. So, Father, today we set ourselves in agreement for 1,000 cities to pray, 1,000 prayer centers, and 1,000 prayer leaders in the name of Jesus. Would you give us 1,000 cities that are praying, 1,000 prayer centers, and 1,000 prayer leaders? Because we know the only hope for this nation is prayer. We can make all sorts of political changes. We can depend on certain allies, certain economic situations. But Lord, in the end, it's only you. It's only you that can help us now. And so we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. I pray, Lord, that you would give us people to pray on our prayer team. And if you want to be a part of our prayer team, our national prayer team, helping us pray for needs all across America, then you can just go to bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. I'm going to give you that one again, bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. And I have to repeat some of these email addresses or websites, because this is radio, not television, where I can put it up on the screen. So if you want to be a part of our prayer team, you'd like to join us and receive a prayer request that come our way, the email address is bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. That's bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. And so it's all about prayer. It's all about prayer. I started in prayer. God said, give me the first hour of your day. That was February of 1966. And I learned the value of the power of an hour. And I began to pray. And as I began to pray, I began to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And then I began to see what I was hearing. Then I began to say what I was seeing and hearing. I began to say what I was seeing and hearing. And then God began to do some extraordinary things in my life. And so I've been on a journey, but the first and foremost thing was I had to become a prayer. Before a preacher, a prayer leader, or a prophetic voice, then I had to become a prayer. I became a prayer. And as I began to pray, then God began to answer prayer, and wonderful things begin to happen. And so I'm so thankful today. I'm so thankful today for the power of prayer. And I'm so thankful for you today, you that have been praying with me this past hour on this Thanksgiving Day. And would you tell someone about BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station? That means we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And each day I'll have somebody to share some encouraging words or a testimony. We're going to be praying as the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us and directs us. Then we're going to be praying, because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Thank you for listening today. You have a great day. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne and supported by people like you that believe in this ministry. And so thank you for being a part. And this is Dale Gentry saying I'll be back tomorrow as we continue to pray. As we continue to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, and we continue to pray however the Holy Spirit leads and guides and directs. Have a good Thanksgiving Day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.